At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batser with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. The World Series is on. The Dodgers hit a come-from-behind walk-off Grand Slam home run in Los Angeles, and everybody's happy. No tricks. Nobody's complaining. No accusations afterwards. No claim that the field was unusual or that the mound had been raised or lowered, or that there was funny stuff in the bat. Freddie Freeman, a superstar for a long time, hits a walk-off grand slam. Never happened before, but everything's okay. Now we go to the Pakistan-England match, a three-day test, and something's odd, very odd. Jeremy, explain this, please.
John, something is certainly odd. So what the story is and what happened was that in preparing for the Pakistan versus England test in Pakistan, it was a three-day test. It was going to be very, very tightly competitive because both teams are very closely matched. The Pakistani team went out and their coaches went out and their ground staff went out, had a look at the pitch, and they noticed that it was a very, very fast pitch. So what this means is the pitch is very, very hard. It's great for pace bowling, which means basically, as you bowl the cricket ball, it's going to hit the pitch and actually spin faster and potentially come to the batter at a much faster speed than it normally would. But when they saw this, they suddenly realized that they were going to be playing England. And England is known for their baz-ball technique, which baz-ball is a very aggressive form of cricket where basically they try and bowl fast, bat fast, tire the other side out psychologically and physically, and basically play a style of cricket that's not normal conservative, but it's more, I guess you could say, in some ways closer to baseball. So it's a very, very aggressive style of cricket. So looking over the pitch and thinking, oh no, Pakistan could be in trouble because the Pakistani team mostly has spin bowlers. They don't have pace bowlers that can actually pitch at their speed. And they have batters that also don't do well with pace bowling. So this is where it becomes very, very strange and actually a little bit, I guess you could say, on the edge of probably legal in cricket, but still was technically illegal. They decided that given 2 days to run before the actual game started, they would try and modify the pitch to actually slow it down. So what the Pakistani ground staff did was they actually got themselves a whole bunch of those kind of like Kentucky heaters, you know, the ones that you see in our fresco dining areas, which basically throw the heat down onto the floor. And they got some giant fans out there and put them in behind the heaters and actually turned the heaters on full bore, turned the fans on full bore, and actually blew heat and wind across the pitch for a good couple of days straight to deteriorate the pitch, which basically has the effect of deadening the grass, making the ground kind of all very uneven and powdery, which actually creates a very slow pitch, which means that if you try and use baz-ball techniques, it's going to fail because as soon as you try and pace bowl on those pitches, which is basically trying to fast bowl, the ball kind of hits the pitch and actually slows down. It does the opposite, so you can't get that speed. But what it also does is by deadening the pitch in that manner, makes it very advantageous for spin bowlers because what spin bowlers want when they flick the ball and create basically the sideways spin on it, they want a pitch that's slightly deadened. So when the ball hits it, it slows down naturally, but then spins off at basically a right angle, which gives them more of a curve into their pitch, which is exactly what the Pakistani bowlers can do. So completely legal. They did this to the pitch for 2 days. The pitch was checked just before the game, as it always happens with any test cricket. The pitch was still legal, even though it was a slow pitch. Cricket was played. Pakistan and England went at it for 3 days of test. And lo and behold, Pakistan won against the English side 2-1. And the English side absolutely struggled at the crease bowling. They weren't too bad batting, but they just couldn't get the Pakistani side out. All because of the fact that the Pakistanis managed to modify the pitch in their favour. So, of course, now the debate's probably going to start. It's only just happened, so it's all very new. Whether or not modifying a pitch in cricket is still, I guess to use the term, actually really cricket, because you know what, it's really changing the environment around which you're playing it in your advantage. And I guess the debate's going to be, to what nth degree can you actually modify the environment to give yourself an advantage? So I guess people are going to start talking about what are the limits to what you can do to a cricket ground to make it, in your favor. So John, this has never happened before. This is actually the first time we've seen this example, and I think it set a precedence either for one, an anti-baseball tactic that could work elsewhere as well. And honestly, it's a brilliant tactic when you look at it just purely based on academics, because it does work and slows the Brits down. But two, are they going to have to make more rules in the International Cricket Committee to stop people basically messing with the pitches now to win games? So, John, this is a brave new era of cricket, really.
All right, let me ask a question here about what you just told me. If somebody got out there with water and wetted the pitch for 2 days, would that make the pitch faster for the bowler? Would it speed up the balls, the fastballs?
Well, actually, it wouldn't initially. What would have to happen is it would have to be wet initially, and then it would have to dry, because quite often what happens is as the moisture soaks into a cricket pitch, it creates almost like a clay-like reaction, or a clay slash say I guess a hardened surface reaction. So once it dried up, it would be okay. But a wet pitch in itself, believe it or not, John, is actually unplayable. So if it had have stayed wet, they wouldn't have been able to play on it, and they would have actually brought the fans in to dry it.
Well, I'm glad I asked the question. Then, when Pakistan reaches the palms in England, England now can reverse course and prepare the pitch for their fast bowlers, for their baseball. And Pakistan can't complain, even though it's artificially altered.
That's exactly it. And honestly, John, in some ways, the baseball tactic did come out of the fact that the English pitches have always traditionally been a little bit faster and harder. And it's just because of the turf in England, because they have rain and the way that they prepare the pitches, it's always been conducive to baseball. But I think you're on the mark. I think you're exactly right. You can now imagine that as soon as Pakistan turns up in England, which they will in the next couple of months to play the Test series, England will make sure that the pitch is perfectly prepared for baseball style, which means they'll have a hardened pitch. They'll basically have it really set up for the pace bowlers. And it means that Pakistan really won't have a lot to come back on, because one, they can't complain, because otherwise they'll look like they're hypocritical. But two, the Pakistani team is known for their spin bowlers, but not for their pace bowlers, which means they will almost certainly struggle on the English pitch. So I think you're right, John. I think what's created here is kind of an arms race in some ways between the English and the Pakistanis. But I think it's going to make a great summer of cricket there for us watching it here in Australia. It's going to be winter there in England, but this will be very, very interesting to see how this escalates and where this goes.
One more detail. In baseball, any suggestion of an altered baseball upsets batters. So if you're facing a pitcher who is known for, they used to keep a little piece of sandpaper hidden in their hand, and they would slide it over the ball to change the spin of the ball, or a little Vaseline in one of their fingers, and they'd slide it over the ball to weight it, make it spin. It's an old baseball trick. Generally, they call those spitballs, but that's not what it is. It's an altered baseball pitch, and the umpire will get a hold of it when the catcher complains and throw the ball out. And here comes another one. I remember in the old days when they had a lot of knuckleballers, which is an impossible pitch to hit. They would always be taking the ball away from the knuckleballers and reprimanding them. Now, I mention all that because in sports, especially at the professional level, any suggestion that the other team is altering the environment, the ball, the count, anything like that, it plays a mind game with your defensive team or your offensive team, the one that isn't cheating. Did anybody suggest that Pakistan was playing a mind game with the palms?
In fact, yes, it was brought up, and it was actually kind of really, I guess, equated to being a legal mind game, because everything you just described there, John, about baseball also stands for cricket. And in fact, Australia has been hit hard in about 5, 6 years ago now with a sandpaper incident where basically one of our bowlers did illegally try and change a cricket ball using sandpaper and was caught, basically had sandpaper in the pocket and was banned from Test cricket for, I believe, it was up to 5, 10 years. So it was quite a severe punishment. That in itself, completely illegal. You cannot tamper with the ball whatsoever. You have to have standard regulation bats, and basically you can't do anything that's going to effectively give you an advantage using the equipment. But the interesting thing is that Pakistan has kind of, I guess, found the legal way out because there's been no rules against the actual changing the environment. The pitches, as long as they're at a certain standard and at a certain type of, I guess, degree of readiness, they are legal. So Pakistan, I guess, has found a loophole in the system where you're not changing the equipment, you're changing the conditions that the equipment's, I guess, touching. So the way that the ball's going to hit the pitch. So it has been discussed. It's been discussed that Pakistan is basically not only playing the psychological warfare, they found a physical out to actually change the pitch. And in all honesty, it's been interesting that it's taken this long in cricket to actually come to this point where a team's had to go to such lengths to actually change the environment to make sure they won Test cricket. But again, I think this is symptomatic of the new era that we've got, the Bazball era, I call it, because Bazball has changed the way that cricket's played. It's much faster now. It's much more aggressive. And you know what? This is just the fallout. So again, while it's bad, it's very interesting to see how cricket is now developing.
Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. Mega cloud is lifted for the moment. The snakes are everywhere, and we're waiting for that Pakistani team to host the Australians. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.